Good afternoon. We are continuing the recorded proffer interview of Ms. Maxwell. The time is 12:59, Thursday, July 24th.
Okay. So just continuing, we're talking about Ms. Maxwell. Still focused on the 90s time period, with understanding that could spill over into the early 2000s, but still that part of your life with Mr. Epstein. There's been public reporting about conduct by Mr. Epstein and others at Little St. James.
Yes.
So can you talk about the frequency with which you went there and address some of those, some of the reporting, namely around young masseuses or young women who would be present, and what you observed relating to them, and then I'll ask questions around that.
So, if I'm right, he purchased the island in 1996, and he was friendly with the owners, and originally we went to the island as guests of the owners, and then I guess at some point the owners told him they wanted to sell, and he decided to purchase it. So the island was very rustic. I loved it. Of course, I had completely different ideas. And I would say there was none of what you were describing at that early period of time. So the frequency was often on the island, because he loved it. He really, really loved it. And we would go all the time. Mostly, all the early phase was based on improvements that could be made on the island, always going with new architects, new designers, new construction people. I'd say the first 2 years, almost every trip, not everyone, but almost every trip contained an individual who would be brought on board to have an opinion as to how to, I don't want to use the word improve the island, because I don't think you could improve it, but to, I can't think what the word would be, to, develop it, sorry, that's the word.
Okay.
Develop the island, that's the word I'm looking for. So there were trips, constant trips, with that in mind. And I would say now, if we're moving to the late 90s, 96, 97,